This is Dave Ross. I call this piece, From My Cold, Dead Hands. There are many stories of far greater historic moment, but no news grips America with the same chill as the news that an airline is going bankrupt. For I can hear the cry, first softly, and then growing into a thunder that rolls from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. Don't touch my miles. This is the cry. Because Americans have endured much, we have seen retirement funds disappear, budget surpluses disappear, jobs disappear, Al Gore reappear. We have endured much and we are prepared to endure more, but we earned those miles. We earned them in center seats, sitting through edited movies, unwelcome conversations, and rustic tarragon chicken with gelled gravy. We earned them by decoding double-mile hotel certificates and by repeatedly switching long-distance carriers. We earned them by standing in security lines watching our own underwear put on public display. Those miles are not just miles, they are battle ribbons. But more than that, they represent our dreams. What traveler among us can forget the first time we upgraded the ticket that said simply, 2A? Who among us will forget the flight attendant's expression, the expression that said, without uttering a word, that you, sir, would sit in front of the blue curtain, in front, in the land of table linen, really hot food and ice cream sundaes. It was the day we understood why that curtain was kept closed. Americans will tolerate many things, but I warn whoever's in charge, don't touch the miles. Thank you.